Item number five from the Office of the Sheriff requesting authorization to execute a professional services contract with Telepsych Inc. to provide psychiatric services for inmates at the county correctional facilities.
Mr. Chairman, this is a rather unique contract that we're looking to enter into. I think I'd use the word progressive on this particular one. We have, and as this committee is well aware, we've been very much struggling with getting full-time qualified psychiatrists within the correctional facilities. Just to state where we're at right now, we have a full-time psychiatrist down at our South facility, Dr. Holloway. We have a part-time psychiatrist that we recently hired that is working at the Central facility, and a couple of nurse practitioners who are also psychiatry trained. The biggest issue we have, in which Dr. Shansky, our medical monitor, has been concerned about, is that we don't have enough psychiatric coverage, specifically at our downtown jail, where we do have a large percentage, if you will, of individuals with acute mental ill problems and those that may not be as acute but still a significant population, as also Mr. Cologne referred to in a previous item. So the proposal is this. I've spent much time with Dr. Shansky on this issue as to what to do. I've contacted other agencies within Milwaukee County, including BHD, who at this particular time are have an overload of their own. They're not able to supply us with even a part-time person at this point. So based on the totality of the circumstances, Dr. Shansky recommended that a company called Telepsych, which is in the Milwaukee area, they have branches around the country, but specifically one that's located on Lisbon Avenue, which is run by an individual named David Dropkin. We met up with him, went through what is being proposed as a telepsychiatry. In essence, what this does is cameras are put in the jail, sound systems are put in. It's literally like having what you may be more familiar with as video court. They interview the inmates. They can literally do the complete gamut of evaluations, medications, and recommendations that may be needed for treatment. What we are proposing is, at this time, a one-year contract with a 45-day out clause. Again, should something materialize with either BHD or Department of Health and Human Services or something different, then we can terminate this contract. Corp Counsel's reviewed it. Risk Management has reviewed this. DBE has reviewed the concepts. So we're asking for the board's support to move this forward. Thank you.
Thank you, Inspector. Inspector, I take it maybe I should just ask Inspector McClavish, are the cameras in place for such teleconference?
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, good morning. Kevin McClavish, Deputy Inspector with the Sheriff's Office. The cameras have been ordered and purchased, and we're waiting for them to be delivered and installed by IMSD.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Supervisor Weishaupt.
I think, Mr. Chairman, what I see here is also there's the extension for up to two additional one-year periods and for a potential contract of 3 years. I'd like to scale that back. I just don't I can understand us going into a contract for the short term, but any extension of the contract, I think, should come before the Judiciary Committee and the County Board. And we'd make an adjustment at that time. So it would be on line 51. Let's just strike extended up to additional one-year period for a total of 3 years.
Mr. Chairman, Supervisor, I'm suggesting to strike everything following February 28, 2013.
Correct. That would be then line 50, the and may be.
So Supervisor, you would quit a period after 2013?
That's correct. And if we need to extend the contract, they can come back before the county board and ask for that approval.
Thank you, Supervisor. Supervisor Jersey.
Who are the principals at Telepsych?
I'm sorry.
Who are the professionals behind this camera? Who are we talking about?
Okay. Mr. Chairman, Supervisor, I'm sorry. I misunderstood the question at first. There's two psychiatrists that are licensed in Wisconsin that will be the individuals behind the cameras, if you will. So they're licensed psychiatrists that will be doing the evaluations.
Do we have names?
No. If this helps, those individuals must, before we'll actually enact the contract, all these individuals have to pass our background check first, even though they're not going to be physically in the building. At that time, we'll make sure that their licenses are up to date, good, there's no history and so forth.
I can't speak for my colleagues, but I'm certainly not going to approve a contract when I don't know who we're talking about. Let me ask this question. Does Dr. Shansky have any financial interest in Telepsych?
Mr. Chairman, not to my knowledge.
But you're not, you don't know?
I've never breached that question, no.
I think we should get answers to those questions. I certainly want answers to those questions before I'm willing to vote on this. I'd like to know who we're talking about. I'm willing to do that. Temporarily over? Perhaps I can get some answers for us.
Get that information if we're temporarily over.
Mr. Chairman, I think with one phone call we can get that information.
Okay, including the two gentlemen? Or
yes.
The two persons, I should say, who would be the psychiatrist. Thank you. Supervisor Weishaupt has proposed an amendment. Do you want to just lay over the whole thing?
That would be fine if we lay the entire item over temporarily and then take up the amendment at that time.
At that time, okay. Temporarily lay over on the requirement unless there's an objection for which you would have a vote. Temporarily lay over. Okay. Item number 6,